When President Donald Trump began staging his campaign-style rallies soon after he became president, the decision to air those events live was a no-brainer for cable news networks like CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Channel. Despite growing criticism that the rallies were little more than a window to the absurd, the networks continued airing them in their entirety, claiming they were newsworthy. CNN reporter Chris Cillizza put it simply and clearly in a March 11th tweet. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. When he speaks, we cover it, as we should. And that's true, to a point. When a U.S. president speaks, it's news, most of the time. I'd argue that these rallies, which Trump held as a candidate and continues to hold as president, hold little, if any, news value. Instead, these made-for-television news events feed Trump's immense ego and serve as platforms for him to spew his divisive political rhetoric, spread lies and misinformation, and bash American institutions like the Justice Department and the media itself. And now, with the most important midterm election in our nation's history just months away, allowing Trump unfettered, repeated access to live television coverage and his base of supporters isn't at all newsworthy. It's inane. Thankfully, the powers that be at MSNBC and CNN have recognized the folly of airing Trump's rallies live. From April 28th through August 4th, Trump spoke at 11 rallies in places like Michigan, Florida, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania. CNN didn't cover 1 minute live, according to MediaMatters.com, a progressive media watchdog group. MSNBC aired a total of 8 minutes 13 seconds. Both networks still air rally clips in later coverage. As for the Fox folks, well, that's a whole different story. Fox News carried every one of the rallies live from start to finish, essentially giving Trump 11 hours, 21 minutes, and 27 seconds of free airtime. That adds up to more than $20 million in free advertising, according to IQ Media, a Pennsylvania-based media monitoring service. That's no surprise from a quote-unquote news organization that Esquire magazine has called, quote, terrifyingly similar, end of quote, to North Korean state television. Unfair? Unnecessary? You bet. And then some. In my humble opinion, reporters shouldn't even show up at Trump rallies. By covering these events, reporters give Trump the attention he craves, and they become easy targets for Trump to lash out at live. At an August rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Trump insulted reporters and the media almost 24 times during his 75 minutes on stage. In his August 3rd column, Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank proposes a simple fix. A small pool of reporters should cover the rallies and share their news with the other outlets. Report what's worth reporting, and let Trump be Trump the rest of the time, without the cameras. As Milbank says in his column, let's not reward this demagoguery with airtime. I support the First Amendment, and Trump certainly has a right to express himself. But this is demagoguery of the worst type. When he speaks, it is an insult to the First Amendment, to the presidency, and our great nation.